Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Former second rounder.
I think he's out.
Took 2022 off for personal reasons.
Right.
And then as he was attempting his comeback last year, immediately shredded his Achilles.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. That's, that kid's from Iowa or something. So, Rob.
Former second rounder.
Rob, how was the park and your eclipse party?
You know, it was fine seeing all those people out there. You know, you saw the eclipse. It's kind of nondescript, but
What was so nondescript about it?
Well, it didn't eclipse like it eclipsed up north, but we knew that.
But you knew that, right?
But I thought it'd be a little darker, though.
Oh.
But okay. I wasn't disappointed. You know, hanging out on a beautiful day in Piedmont Park and all that.
Yeah.
People were in my park near my house, and I wanted them to get the fuck on.
But like you said, you're talking about the people online.
Why
losing their minds.
They're psychos.
Like the most spiritual thing ever.
Might be spiritual to them. I saw people getting married and all kind of shit.
I saw that mass wedding in wherever it was, where they all got together, like multiple different couples.
That's fine, but people just...
That's how you want to remember your special day, is doing it with fucking 19 other people as a goddamn sideshow?
What was cool, I saw a lot of people taking videos. They were flying during the eclipse. That was kind of cool.
Saw the Red Bull. Yes. Did you see the shot from the ground of the two Red Bull jets flying?
No,
I didn't see the eclipse. It was kind of tight.
That's kind of cool.
No, but other than that, there's a bunch of psychos.
I saw people forget how to talk.
Really?
Dude, reporters, like professional. Robin Roberts was in Cleveland and forgot how to talk.
But I'm just saying, like that. Some people look at it. What? You like a lot of weird stuff, anyways. But what I'm saying is there anything that would not would have you like that?
Yeah, but not something that's explained.
Yeah.
That's
a perfect way to put it. Like, I'm just dead ass serious.
Something
like,
that's, you know, forecast. I mean, the next one's in 2045.
If actual fucking Godzilla climbed out of goddamn Lake Lanier, I'd be like, what?
Well, I wouldn't be. Lake Lanier is so cursed, I wouldn't be surprised.
I would be surprised that something's lurking in that motherfucker.
But, like, no, like, when I can explain what's happening, like, scientifically.
Right.
No, like, for me to be literally speechless on an event, it would have to be something I cannot explain scientifically.
Okay,
but like it would have to be something that I.
But wouldn't you be
comprehend.
Speechless though if you were right there on the beach and here comes a tsunami?
I'd be running.
I'd be running, Rob.
Running and speechless.
Yes.
I would be yelling. Y'all might want to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'd say running. I'd say running.
Get off the beach.
If you witness like a nuclear blast, that would leave you speechless.
Yeah.
And dead.
Well, it depends on how far
how
away
far
you
are.
Like, what was 6 miles out yourself?
I don't think I'd be speechless. I'd be like, oh, shit, look at
that. I don't think anything would leave me speechless. I'd be like, holy.
Yeah, I feel like holy shit would come out.
Yep.
And like, yep. I guess props to the reporters for not cursing on air.
Yeah.
Like, I was telling Rob, I literally saw a reporter as they're talking, as they start to look up, the mic just moves away from their face.
Like, oh,
and they just start talking over here with the mic. It's like, dude,
it's
you're a professional reporter. Put the mic in front of your face.
It's cool.
Professional. I use that word loosely. I love what they do. A lot of reporters, when they report from hurricanes, you know, they'll be there, wind blowing. They'll get a producer to throw debris up so it'll blow over their head for the sake of dramatics, you know, just to enhance their demo.
They do that for real?
Yeah.
You were in TV a long time. They ever ask you to go down there and do
it? They would do that shit.
They ask you to do it?
Yeah.
Quick, unscrew that
billboard. Get some intern, pick up that shingle and throw it up in the wind so I can duck and it looks all dramatic.
I would love to see Rob Tribble in the middle of a fucking hurricane.
I go, what the fuck you sent me here for? You know what these are.
Now, I sometimes...
I normally run away from trouble. You want me to run to
There was a sports guy in Miami when we had, I forgot whatever fucking hurricane it was, so many of them, that he was there. He was a big sports guy for the news. But
Miami Hurricane?
He was always there. He was always their hurricane guy.
They all hands on deck to cover the hurricane.
Yeah.
I wonder if that one was Andrew. Andrew is bad. It is at his level. Homestead no longer existed after. Yeah.
I was there when the one that that tore through Homestead.
Yeah,
me and my mom were down there. Oof. In Miami.
So you just
We were 12, 13, whatever it happened. And I remember we were down there when it happened, and when Homestead got wiped off the fucking map. And it's so crazy because if you ever go to Homestead, it still ain't. Shit, they just ain't rebuilt the shit they got destroyed.
Did they
built
clean
around
up the debris? Or
yeah, they
there?
Built around it. But they're still,
damn,
there's still shit down there. That's the worst
never
thing.
Been through a hurricane.
Whew, been through so many of them. We drove through one because we were playing the fucking Saints. Had to land in Orlando. We couldn't land in South Florida. And they had buses. And we had to drive.
Oh, you
had
to go 95 to South Florida. South,
no, we went through the turnpike
okay.
all the way through a fucking hurricane. Because
Yeehaw Junction.
Because motherfuckers wouldn't cancel the game. We didn't know the game was. We took it was.
Imagine being that buster. I'd be terrified.
Dude, we took a vote that Thursday. Said we're not going to play the fucking Saints. It's last preseason game. We don't need to go. So we're all party. We having a hurricane.
Oh, no.
Cookout at my house. And then we go to the damn strip club because one was open. And we get back to my house and I get a phone call. We get a phone call while we're at the strip club, and it's the team president letting everybody know that we are going. So we're like, what the fuck?
Oh, talk about a buzzkill.
Dude, it was like 30 of us. 30 of us actually went.
We got four days
one
off.
One of my partner was there at my house. He was like, he's like, man, shit, they going to cut me any fucking ways. So I ain't going. I was the only fucking tight end in the last preseason game. I was like, y'all going to run a lot of plays with a tackle, right? Because he's like, Randy's only going to play six or seven plays. It's the last one. And I'd be damned. If they didn't run a bunch of damn every play, damn tackle eligible. I'm playing that fucking game. Yeah, been through enough fucking hurricanes.
I had to walk Chipper as one was approaching. It hadn't reached us yet, but the wind was still kicking. Rain was bad, 40 mile an hour winds.
Hurricane?
I was down. This was Hurricane Michael a couple years ago, and I was down at 30A. And we were just walking and just. I didn't even take an umbrella. I had a raincoat. The umbrella was fucking useless.
Yes, because that bitch was
flying away. I just put on a raincoat. We just walked through the rain. She had to go. It's just like, you're not going to be able to go for like the next 5 hours. Like, we're going to have to get out right now and deal with it for a little bit because like the next 4 or 5 hours are totally off limits from going outside. So, this is what we did. 40 mile per hour winds kicking around, rain.
And that's your weather for the day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.